You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
So, Play, today is National Black HIV AIDS Awareness Day. The goal is to help reduce HIV among African Americans through HIV prevention, testing, and treatment. While HIV is treatable, it is preventable. For information on HIV testing and other services, just go to kprs.com. Let's stop the spread of HIV together.
Amen to that.
Very important.
Yes.
So, it's still some afterglow or aftermath from the Chiefs Super Bowl victory. Chiefs players are going to be signing autographs this weekend, Play. You going to go get
that.
You one?
I did see that. I was trying to pick which player I should go see if I'm going to do that there. Which one you going to holler if you had a choice?
I don't know. Let's run down the list
real quick.
Go
ahead.
So it will be happening at Dick's Sporting Goods around the KC Metro.
Right?
So from 2 to 2:30 on Saturday, DeMarcus Robinson, wide receiver, number 11, for those who don't know. He'll be at the Lee Summit Dick's Sporting Goods. From 2 to 2:30 on Sunday, my dog, Big Game, Frank Clark. I love him so much. He will be at the Leewood Dick's Sporting Goods. 7 to 8:30 p.m. on Monday, Chris MDFO Jones, he'll be signing autographs at the Leewood Dick's Sporting Goods. And 7 to 8:30 p.m. on Tuesday, Tyron Matthew, the Honey Badger, he'll be signing autographs at the Zona Rosa Dick's Sporting Goods.
Nice. Yes. Good for those fellas to do that on this weekend.
Absolutely. And if you're interested in those autographs, you either have to purchase an item inside the store or the complimentary autograph card. No outside items will be permitted or signed.
There it is right there.
I remember in 1999, it was like March or something, The Rock was at the Hypermart up here.
Bannister.
On Bannister, yeah. So he was going to be at the Hypermart, and we went. And I had this, like, The Rock. I was a big Rock fan. This little glass thing I got with his face on it and stuff. And we couldn't get it signed because he was on a book tour. So they do those.
So
they
if
do
you, those you weren't buying the book, it wasn't going down.
Exactly.
I had a Trey Songz situation like that. And the lady actually had her autograph. I don't know how you want to say that.
Bosom?
Her. Yes. Yes, I'm trying to be politically correct out here. And she went and got a tattoo.
Wow.
And came and showed us at the station, like after it happened in Wichita. So, yeah, people go crazy on these things. So, be nice and polite to the Chiefs players and go get you an autograph or two.
Speaking of the Chiefs, they will be visiting the White House here soon.
McDonald's and Burger King sandwiches for everybody.
Right, extra crispy McChickens
for
and
you,
everything.
Patrick, we'll have Whataburger this weekend. We'll have Whataburger In-N-Out for you this weekend, Pat.
We're dropping the shade.
Let's cut to the chase.
All your celebrity guts.
The morning.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
All right, it is now 6:22, cloudy and 28 downtown. What's going on, B?
Bill Cosby took to social media from prison to thank Snoop Dogg for calling out Gayle King and Oprah Winfrey. Life in 2020. Bill wrote to Snoop on Instagram. Snoop. Oh, let me do this.
Yeah, gotta do the voice.
Snoop, when they brought me into my gated community and placed me inside my parents' house, they went, nor did they silence me. Nah. It's so sad and disappointing that successful black women are being used to tarnish the image and legacy of successful black men, even in death. Are these people that in need of fame, ratings, and or money? On behalf of myself, Camille, and my family, thank you, and thank you.
Oh my
heartfelt prayers are with Kobe and his family, as well as Michael Jackson and his family. That wasn't the best Bill Cosby. But it got
better
the job
than mine.
Done.
I was going to say, you better than how I did it.
Oh,
it is 2020. Because I know in real life, Bill would still be hating on a Snoop Dogg and a 50 Cent and all these people. Nah.
He always hated on hip hop.
Right. But now he cool with him because he had to sell. Get out of here, Bill.
50 Cent cut an interview short after he was asked about a alleged fight between himself in French Montana.
What's up with French? Are you guys cool? Are you not cool?
I don't really have interest in it. Like, there's not much going on.
There was rumors that you snuffed him in a club in Miami or something. Is there any truth to any of that?
Well, no, there's no truth to that.
Okay.
Would I do a thing like that?
I don't know, Phil. I wouldn't put it past you.
Why would you think that way? Would you think Will Smith would do that?
I would
not. I can't believe you would say these things about me.
I'm not saying them about you. The internet said these things
about
you.
I think this guy right here would assault French Montana.
But this other guy. Assault French Montana.
Not me, no. Are you kidding me?
Okay, word.
Why would I do a thing like that?
Peace, my brothers. Do not allow my inner peace to disturb your inner peace.
Oh, he's acting right there.
You gotta love him.
The troll loves the troll. And that's not gonna stop.
Ever.
Ever.
He'll be 78 years old like Claude and Ray on Life. And he's gonna be the same way. Bobby Christina's boyfriend, Nick Gordon, died from a heroin overdose play, according to the medical examiner. According to TMZ, the cause of death was due to heroin toxicity. Gordon was found collapsed in a Florida hotel on New Year's Day after an evening of partying. He was 30 years old, and the coroner has ruled his death as accidental. Mm. He had morphine, heroin, I can't even pronounce his word, benzodiazepines in the system, as well as what were beginning the stages of pneumonia in his lungs. Reports suggest that Gordon was injecting the drugs on the night that he passed.
Sad to hear that about that. I mean, you can say what you want about him, but I just hate hearing stories like that about people.
By anybody,
Him and Bobby Christina and Whitney.
You know, me and Shay, we talk about, you know, drug usage all the time on this show. Whether you're doing it to party, whether you're doing it to experiment, or whether you're doing it for depression, or if you're going through something, just whatever you can do, stay away from it. It turns bad real quick.
Yeah. You think popping one pill is just innocent and leads to other situations like talking about right there. It's crazy.
Now it's time, KC, to tell us why you're mad.
I want to tell y'all about my story.
It's why you're mad, though.
Yeah. What's up with it? What's up with it? Yeah.
With the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
Why you mad, though?
I'm mad because we couldn't get all of Kansas City to go to Miami and cheer on our Chiefs to win that Super Bowl.
Man, listen. Going to Miami is all right, but it's nothing like winning the Super Bowl in your own hometown and then going and celebrating with all your folks in your city. That's why I didn't go, because a lot of people ask me, oh, well, I thought you was going to Miami. Nah, I didn't want to go to Miami. I wanted to be in the city for that, for the first one.
Yeah, I was there. I was there at the parade. I saw everything going on, even that dude that fell out the tree. So
hope he changed the draws.
Oh, Lord. Now, next year in Tampa Bay, if we go to the Super Bowl again, I would be more inclined to go to that.
No, you stay your black tail here too, sir.
Well, I gotta say, so you don't want to get up in the morning and work? Yes, sir.
Get what he's talking about. Me and you gonna go?
Yes, sir. Let's plan it right now, man. February 7th, 2021.
Hey, me and you there, Brian? Forget what he's talking about.
Hey, make sure y'all reserve your Motel 6 right now so it don't get booked up in February.
Hey, it's a little bit. Hey, we gotta do better than Motel 6, man.
Super 8.
We'll leave the light on for you. All right, my dog. Have a good one.
All right, man.
All right, you two. Y'all take care.
Love you too. Why you mad, though?
I'm mad because it's been like 6 days, and I'm like wondering, like, where's the beer that they was talking about when the Chiefs win the Super Bowl? Now, I could pretty much speak for the town. We get that. We like beer. But where is it, and when are we supposed to get it?
That is
right. I don't know if I'm going to go in the store and grab a 12-pack out the fridge. I don't know.
I was thinking the same thing. We were supposed to get Bud Lights. Is that right, B? Is that what we were supposed to get?
Yeah, I saw that too, but I don't know where it's at.
Super Bowl, free beer for the city. Now, what's up? Well, we all on Facebook talking about this.
Hey, you just go to your favorite liquor store, Prospect, grab a 12-pack and see what happens.
Yeah, okay.
Nah, my favorite liquor store is Paul.
Oh, yes. The legendary pounds. I'm with that.
They gonna shoot me up in there.
Yeah,
they might.
You might be careful. Yeah.
I personally like Blue Valley or Country View, like the popper.
Oh yeah, Country View, eh?
Yes.
Yeah, hit man.
I ain't missing any beers. The last thing you need, but have a good weekend.
Man, I'm missing out to do some
stuff.
The person
won't
get no free beer.
Bye.
All right.
We gonna get me a drink.
You're listening to the best of the morning grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Pay attention this entire weekend because it is a Hot 103 Jams Valentine's Love Jam. Hot ticket winning weekend. Listen to win those tickets starring Tyrese, Joe Genuine, Avant, and Brownstone Saturday the 15th at the Sprint Center. Plus, you already know you're going to qualify to get $1,000 in cold hard cash.
Love is a wonderful thing.
Sometimes.
Gotta find it, B. Gotta find it.
Got some disappointing news this morning, Play. Hickman Mills School Board is looking for a new superintendent to lead the South Kansas City School District. A friend of the show, wonderful woman, Dr. Yolanda Cargill, announced her resignation yesterday after 3 years as superintendent. She wrote in a letter, "After 3 years of serving as superintendent of the district where I grew up and graduated, I made the decision to pursue another opportunity to further my growth as an educational leader." She continued, "I will leave so many colleagues with whom I've worked and helped and who help guide our students to greater achievement and success. I'm confident the HMC One team and family will carry on this very important week." The board will hire a search firm to conduct a national search for Cargill's replacement and appoint an interim superintendent who will work alongside Cargill before she leaves the district. Oh, so,
man.
Shout out to Dr. Cargill. Many great blessings for you in the future. And Hickman Mills is left without a superintendent. This is a district that has over 5,600 students with an early education center, 7 elementary schools, a middle school, and a high school.
Yeah.
There's also a gifted program and an alternative school. So,
yeah. Hopefully they'll find a great replacement, even though she will be missed out there.
Yes.
District. She went to Hickman Mills School District, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So it's a little bit different when somebody actually went to the district and comes in and run the district.
Right.
So.
And that's something to me, in my opinion, is important because it just shows you have a personal interest in the district. You care about it probably a little more than somebody from the outside.
Yeah.
And you already know what's going on. You know, you've been through what the students are going through. And I think that, especially in this environment, that's important.
Yeah. Much blessings to her, and hopefully they'll find somebody who can come in and do the job.
You're listening to the best of the morning grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Reminding you, the presidential primary election in Missouri is Tuesday, March 10th. The deadline to register to vote in the Missouri primary is February 12th. Hot 103 Jams made it easy for you to register to vote online at kprs.com. Register today and take your power to the polls. Your voice, your vote, 2020, Hot 103 Jams.
Okay.
You better get out and vote too, Play.
I vote.
Know that.
You need to vote.
Oh, I definitely vote.
We got Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid, baby. How about Sammy Watkins? Woo! How about Damian Williams? Woo! How about my dog, 5'5", and he ain't on sides? What's good?
What's good?
So, of course, you already know that was Travis Kelce at the Chiefs parade that happened on Wednesday. And I was on social media yesterday, Play, and I saw that some folks were upset that the Chiefs were a little inebriated during the celebration.
Yeah, I did see some people try to say that it was they was disappointed that these people were up here getting drunk and doing this in front of kids and families, and they should be representing the Hunt family well and all that. And I'm like, what? Have you ever been to a parade?
Right. So, and you know, they were a little more outlandish. You know, they were visibly drinking beer and shotgunning beer and chugging beer and all of that type of stuff. But nobody says anything during the World Series or during the NLCS or ALCS when there is a literal big moving cart of alcohol, whether it's champagne or beer.
You don't think they was drinking when the Royals was out there doing
it? Oh, they definitely were. They definitely were. And this goes on for any celebration, any sport.
Any sport.
And we're doing something to these athletes that we don't see you do personally. We're seeing them accomplish their lifelong dreams. Like, people, there's not a lot of people who win a Super Bowl. Right? Mm-hmm. There's not a lot of people who win championships in college football or, you know, the World Series, NBA Finals, whatever you want to name it. These are lifelong dreams. So I feel like they have the right to do whatever they want to do. Well, not whatever they want to do, but they have the right to at least, you know, drink a little bit after they done
accomplished their goal. It's a celebration. It's a party. It'd be no different if they had a big old rally down at the KC Live and all the Chiefs players hopped on stage and was drinking there, or going to a party that same night and drinking. It's the same thing. It's a big celebration with the town and the city. You say, you talk like that, you're going to want people not to do parades and celebrations, right?
Yeah. So, Kansas City, hit us up right now, 816-576-7103. I want to know, were you disappointed in the Chiefs, you know, having a little bit too much to drink? Or were you with it? Hit us up.
Now, it's time for the Shade. Drop it.
Come up in the spot.
All your hip-hop news.
Let's go.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
It is now 7:23:29. Out at the Plaza. What's going on, B?
So, Play, you know, we talked about Gale Sayers, or not Gale Sayers, Gale King yesterday. I got football on my mind.
Yeah, yeah.
We talked about Gale King yesterday and her comments, or her questions rather, to Lisa Leslie when they were talking about Kobe Bryant and his legacy and all that. Well, she took to social media to address everybody who had something to say about it.
I know that if I had only seen the clip that you saw, I'd be extremely angry with me too. I am mortified, I'm embarrassed, and I am very angry. Unbeknownst to me, my network put up a clip from a very wide-ranging interview, totally taken out of context, and when you see it that way, it's very jarring. It's jarring to me. I didn't even know anything about it. I started getting calls. What the hell are you doing? Why did you say this? What is happening? I did not know what people are talking about. So I've been told, or I've been advised, to say nothing. Just let it go. People will drag you. People will troll you. It'll be over in a couple of days. But that's not good enough for me.
I don't know, Gayle King. I mean, you know, on behalf of the Kobe Bryant fan club, I guess I accept your apology, but
full disclosure, I haven't seen the whole interview either.
I haven't, but in that clip though, it seems like she was just pressing on that issue about the case that happened in 2003. It just, you know, she asked about it two or three times.
That was my whole thing. If you asked the one question, left it alone, and kept it moving, that's one thing. But it seemed like she was kind of pressing a little bit on that issue.
A rep for CBS News said Gale conducted a thoughtful, wide-ranging interview with Lisa Leslie about the legacy of Kobe Bryant. An excerpt was posted that did not reflect the nature and tone of the full interview. We're addressing the internal process that led to this, and changes have already been made.
That is weird. You would think she would have saw the clip before it went out. You would think somebody would be like,
nah,
hey.
Nah, hell no. They not going to look at her to approve no clip. Yeah, that's the last thing they going to do.
They better start thinking twice now.
Yeah. Nicki Minaj has admitted that beefing with ex Meek Mill on social media was a mistake. During a keynote conversation at Pollstar Live 2020 in Beverly Hills on Wednesday with her manager, this is what she said.
I was hacked. I got hacked this morning, you guys. Don't believe anything you saw. The good old hack excuse. It just happens. And listen, it never fails. Every time I do it, 5 minutes later, I'm like, why the f***? Like, you know what I mean? Every single time. But it's a good lesson in knowing how to master your anger and emotions. So every time I do that, I, like, give myself a talking to in my head.
So that's what happens generally, Play. I've been in a few little Twitter or, in, you know, Facebook little situations where you go back and forth with folks. And sometimes people get the best of you because they assume things that are right in their mind or things that they've heard from other folks are true about you. And it disrupts your life. It really does, man, because it's like, how do you come up with these lies about me?
Yeah.
And then you can't help because you feel like as a human being, your character is being attacked. But I get it because afterwards, you immediately like, man, why did I do that? Why did I go back and forth with this person? Why did I say that?
Yeah.
You know, it's just like you're trying to put toothpaste back in the tube. You know what I'm saying? You're trying to correct whatever lies is going on.
And it depends on who you're getting into it with, you know? Like, like I could understand why she kind of got into it, but then at the same time, you've been talking about how happily married you are and all this, and to fall back into that rabbit hole.
Right.
That was not a good look for her or Meek, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
Yeah. So hopefully they'll get past this moment and we can talk about music from Nicki Minaj, which you haven't done for a while, Nicki.
Please keep it that way.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
You gotta fight for your right.
Uh-huh.
To party.
Yay. I actually jammed that song when I was a kid.
Oh, Lord.
That's how old I am.
So, our hot trending topic this morning stems from the Chiefs parade. Some folks upset play on social media that the Chiefs were a little too inebriated at the parade and that they shouldn't be having celebratory drinks in front of the kids.
Those must be Broncos and Raiders fans and Chargers fans hating out there.
But I seriously want to know how many of these parents or, you know, people that are complaining, do they not have alcohol in their refrigerator at home?
And how many of them drink in front of their kids?
Right. Have you never not been to a function, a bar, a Applebee's, or whatever, where they have liquor in abundance, and you know, do you keep your kids away from them? Like, I just feel like it's a little hypocritical for you to be pointing out these players who've worked their entire lives to accomplish this dream, and all of a sudden they don't have a right to celebrate.
Yeah,
it's not like they were, you know, handing out beers to
the
underage people.
The only thing
people
you could be mad about is if they're on stage just cussing and talking, you know, wild dumb. And even that wasn't really the case, except for a couple of slips.
Yeah, it was
there.
A couple of slips, but
yeah, but even then,
nothing too bad.
Yeah, not too bad. Nothing you probably once again ain't heard before ever. So,
well, Kansas City, we want to know: do you approve or did you disapprove of the Chiefs' behavior at the parade? Good morning.
Good morning. I'm going to say be as nice as I can. I am very proud of the Chiefs. And I think that everyone that had a problem with the way they were acting, let me just say this right. Keep your kids at home, because some of you parents always complain about everything. Stop taking positive and turn it into negative.
I like that.
All right, what's your name?
Jay.
That's right. Tell them to stay at home next year for the next parade.
Yes, your kids are bad out here.
Thank you so much. Have a good one.
Thank you.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Make sure you hit up today's Soul Food Tour. We'll be at Ollie Pearl's, 9754 North Ash, KC Liberty, off 291 behind Quip Trip. Today's $5 special, chicken and waffle or wings and a side and a roll.
Chicken and waffle sound good right now.
Yes. We'll play some folks who are upset this morning. Social media. They went to Twitter and Facebook to voice their disapproval of the Chiefs' celebratory tactics at the parade. As if every other sports franchise who's won a championship hasn't done this. You know, right. I feel like you're...
How many times we talked about Rob Gronkowski from the Patriots going dumb at these parades?
And he's revered.
Yeah.
You know, he's looked at as, you know, some type of party animal or whatever. You know, and he's got...
And I ain't see nothing to that effect on the at the parade.
What about New Year's Eve? You know, folks going ham New Year's Eve or on 4th of July, whatever holiday that you want to pick. I just think it's completely unfair. These are young men. These guys are between the ages of 22 to 30.
They beat themselves up for a living. Let them party and have fun one time.
Yeah.
First chip in 50 years. Come on, man.
Yeah. So this morning, Kansas City wanted to ask you, did you have a problem with the Chiefs' celebratory tactics with the drinking and the semi-cursing at the parade, or were you cool with it?
I was born and raised in Kansas City, and their celebration is well overdue. I think they did the minimum. I think they could have did more, to be honest.
What would you like to see that they could have done more?
Just everything. I want to see all of it. Everything they did after that they couldn't do on TV, I want to see it. Oh, they deserve that. They work hard for that. Don't disrespect the Chiefs, because I go for my Chiefs.
I know that's right, but you out here, you want people to wild out and get butt naked and do all types of stuff.
Nah, they don't got to get butt butt naked because I don't need nobody seeing Kelsey but me.
Oh.
But,
oh.
He already got a woman.
I ain't worried about that. But yeah, no, I think they did good, to be honest. I think they was respectful. I mean, it was kids there, but they acting like they was just smoking weed, throwing their body parts out. You know, like they wasn't doing all
right,
that.
Right, the crowd was acting more crazy than the actual player.
Right, the crowd was acting crazy. Like, I think it was well overdue. I think they did good.
Yeah. All right, well, what's your name?
My name is Pooh.
All right, Travis.
Period, Pooh.
Be careful, Travis, period, girlfriend.
All right, have a good one.
You too.
Period.
You're listening to the best of the morning grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Folks on social media expressing their displeasure with our Chiefs at the Super Bowl with their conduct, with some of the drinking, a little bit of the cursing. And when I was on social media yesterday on Twitter specifically, some folks were saying that, you know, Patrick Mahomes is an idol and he's a role model to the kids and he shouldn't have been chugging beer and doing all this other stuff. Well, Patrick Mahomes is a kid. He is 24 years old. What do you expect him to do when he accomplishes a lifelong dream that so many NFL players wish they could accomplish? What do you expect him to do?
Yeah, and I don't remember getting on TV saying I want to be every kid's role model either, or I want to set an example for the youth and all that. So, yeah, I don't get that either. Let Pat do what he want to do, man. And by the way, drinking beer is legal.
Yeah.
And obviously, public intoxication was legal on that day, okay? And even then, we seen this time and time again, all different parades, basketball, baseball, yeah, football, whatever the sport is, whatever the occasion is, that's what people do. That's how they celebrate. They get down, they party, they drink.
Let me say this, Blake, before we go to the callers. Nobody says anything. Nobody ever has a word to say whenever we do the St. Patrick's Day parade, and you already know what's going on in that environment. Man. So many people are, you know, getting a party on, which nobody, you shouldn't have anything to say. I mean, as long as you're not just completely wilding out and doing something stupid. Nobody has nothing to say then, but you got something to say
and
now.
You had to know what was going to be the play when you went to this parade. Come on now. We're not that dumb. Come on now. We've seen parades on TV. This ain't the Rose Bowl parade or the Macy's Thanksgiving parade. This is a
even
victory
then,
celebration.
I'm pretty sure they doing
and
stuff
I'm sure they did too. Exactly. Yeah.
We're going to leave the last word for you too. Good morning.
They fought for their right to party, as in Kelsey's words, and they're grown adults. They can choose what they want to do.
Right. It wasn't up there passing around certain substances that was floating around the union station area.
Oh, yeah. I was working security. I smelled that all day.
Oh, Lord.
Weed.
I know you got a contact.
Oh, it was horrible.
We going to keep you anonymous. Yeah, have a good one.
Right. Have a good night.
You too. Right, 103, go ahead with your comment.
I loved seeing them. It was in rare form. We already get to see them stuffy during interviews and on the news. Nobody wanted to see that at the parade. I wanted to see them celebrate. I appreciate them doing that with the town in rare form. So go ahead. Y'all deserved it, Chief.
I know that's
man,
right.
That's the first time I seen Pat really turn up for real, for real.
That's
you know
what I'm saying. We literally got to party with them. We literally got to celebrate.
Yeah.
He was not Patrick Mahomes. He was Patrick LaVon Mahomes.
he wasn't LaVon. He didn't have a Henny or Hen bottle there like that, though. That's yeah, where the LaVon would come out.
LaVon.
All right, have a good one.
You too.
We the champs, baby.
We've got all your celebrity shade.
This is Hollywood.
Hip-hop gossip.
Pay attention to what happens next. It all happens very fast.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
All right, it's now 8:23. Currently 29 in Blue Springs. B, what's going on?
We got to wish a couple of our celebrity friends some happy birthdays. Marlo Hampton, reality TV star, turns 44.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We're housewives right there.
Isaiah Thomas, he just got traded yesterday, right?
And about to get cut.
Yeah. He turns 31. Free from 106 in Park. Wow. She's 52.
Wow. Looking good for 52. Come on,
Will. Well, look. Essence Atkins, speaking of looking good, she is so fine. She turns 48. And my dog, Chris Rock, one of my favorite comedians, he turns 55 today.
One rib.
One rib.
I sure am hungry.
Happy birthday to all my crazy Aquariuses
Born Aquarius on season. Shout out to my fiance. Her birthday's tomorrow.
Oh, happy birthday.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Happy everybody born stuff. On February 7th. Let's see, what do we have here? Let's start out with 50 Cent. So he cut an interview short after being asked about an alleged fight between himself and French Montana.
What's up with French? Are you guys cool? Are you not cool?
I don't really have interest in it. Like, there's not much going on.
There was rumors that you snuffed him in a club in Miami or something. Is there any truth to any of that?
No, there's no truth to that.
Okay.
Would I do a thing like that?
I don't know, Phil. I wouldn't put it past you.
Why would you think that way? Would you think Will Smith would do that?
I would
not. I can't believe you would say these things about me.
I'm not saying them about you. The internet said these things
would
about
you. I think this guy right here would assault French Montana.
But this other would guy. Not, French Montana.
Not me, no. Are you kidding me?
Okay, word.
Why would I do a thing like that?
Peace, I appreciate
my brother.
You.
Do not allow my inner peace to disturb.
Oh, my God. see there, I'm thinking he's trolling Diddy. He sound like probably. Acting like Diddy or something right there.
He trolling somebody.
How you compare yourself to Will Smith? Will Smith would, we would never think Will Smith would just go out and try to troll French Montana or try to go fight him.
Depending on what character he is, because Mike Lowry would definitely do that.
Man, you know Will Smith and his acting characters are totally different.
Bobby Christina's boyfriend, Nick Gordon, died from a heroin overdose play. According to the medical examiner, according to TMZ, the cause of death was due to heroin toxicity. Gordon was found collapsed in a Florida hotel on New Year's Day after an evening of partying. He was 30 years old. The coroner has ruled his death as accidental. Gordon had morphine, heroin in his system, as well as were the beginning stages of pneumonia in his lungs. The report suggests that Gordon was injecting the drugs on the night that he passed. Mm.
Just a sad story all around when you it think is. About him and Bobby Christina and Whitney and Bobby. That whole little circle is just all around sad.
Just seemed
players.
Like it was like a chain effect, yeah. A chain reaction to
Yeah. You would think he might have got the help that he needed after going through all that or seeing what he went through with Bobby Christina and all that, and yet he still couldn't get off of it. So, man, cautionary tale for our youngsters and our people out there who's caught up in that lifestyle.
Kobe and Gianna Bryant's memorial services will be held at Staples Center on February 24th. According to ABC News, the date of the memorial signifies the basketball numbers worn by the NBA icon and 13-year-old Gianna. According to ESPN, the memorial was scheduled after coordination among the LA Police Department, city officials, and the Clippers organization. So...
Sound like he's destined to be on the 24th with his number. And,
yeah, and two for Gianna,
yeah.
24 for Kobe.
Boy, you thought you saw something with Nipsey. You're going to see something way bigger than that with Kobe coming up, man. Rest in peace once again to Kobe Bryant and Gianna and all the other victims that died in the helicopter crash.
We're making winners sound good.
Everything I'ma do it good.
Time to find out who our latest winner is with That's My Jam.
It's time to jam.
The Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jam.
Who is this?
Hey, this is Nikki.
Hey, you excited to play That's My Jam?
That's right.
All right. B, kick the ballistics.
Baby, don't
away, boy.
Uh-huh.
My love won't hurt you.
No.
No, don't walk away, boy.
No,
what?
No.
I'll be right there for you. Not
yeah.
Not me.
You got your short shorts and your Mizzou hoodie and some Jodeci boots on while you singing that, huh?
All right.
You got a $25 Missouri Lottery scratch-off ticket prize pack and entry into the drawing for your chance to win a trip or two to Denver to check out Oprah's 2020 Vision Your Life in Focus Tour, and you qualify for $1,000 in cold hard cash next Friday, all right?
All right.
Won't you tell them that station number one for hip-hop and R&B and saluting the Kansas City Chiefs.
Hot 103 Jams, and don't forget to slam that Chiefs.
Listen now through March 12th for your chance to qualify to win $1,000 in cold cash on $1,000 Friday.
Get that money, yo,
always
yo,
giving
yo,
you more chances to win.
Always turned up.
Kansas City's number one for hip-hop and R&B.
Number one.
Hot 103 Jams.
More money, more money, more money.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.